We are back with Kevin Coleman, Director of Education at Shakespeare and Company, and Leslie Lee, who's also involved in the education program. We've seen the work of high school students in the Fall Festival. Tell us something about Shakespeare and Company's work in grammar schools.
Well, the elementary schools program has been around since the late 80s, and we send teams of directors into work with classes in schools, usually 4th, 5th, 6th grade, and work with the teachers along with the students. Usually a team of three of our directors will go into the elementary schools and work then with the entire 5th grade, for instance, on the play that is selected. We've been doing this program in Williamstown in particular for decades now. And many of those students then go from the elementary school program up into their middle school and high school program and end up in the festival. Many wonderful things about the kids that we work with in the elementary program is that they are very free. And so their imaginations are very alive, and they can often bring an interpretation or a new idea as to what's going on in a particular scene in their play that we've never imagined ourselves. And when they do it, it makes complete, perfect sense. And it is not unheard of for those ideas to be stolen by our other actors at Shakespeare and Company.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they make their way into our main stage productions. So it is just a wonderful and delightful way to meet kids and be able to introduce them to Shakespeare.
How do you work with them? I mean, what do you do? You go into a classroom and what do you do?
Well, we work with them all from a sense of play. So everything that we do is playing. So right at the beginning, the first session, we play games with them, and those games then are infused with Shakespeare's language. So we may as we continue doing that, they find out that oftentimes they've been speaking Shakespeare, and they didn't even know it, because many of Shakespeare's phrases and words have made. We still speak today in our common parlance. We just don't know that we're doing it all the time.
One of the first things we do is we get them out of the classroom. You said we go into the classroom. We try and get them out. You can't play basketball in a classroom full of desks. You cannot do Shakespeare in a room crowded with desks. You need to get out of there because you need to be running around to play these characters. These are plays. There's a lot of running around and speaking really loudly, and it'll disturb everyone down the hall.
In the beginning, we just play with them. And they are games that we've structured and created in order to be able for us to be able to see the kids as quickly as possible to try to understand the kinds of parts that they might be able to play in the play. And then we will cast them into their parts. In an elementary school program, if we are, for instance, Hamlet, there will be every single scene that Hamlet is in will be a new kid playing Hamlet, and all the characters are that way. So we may have in an elementary school project, we may have 14 or 15 Hamlets across the play, and what we're really working on is that we've taken the script and we've condensed it down and cut it down to a size that will be. When we get to performance, will be about 45 minutes to an hour long. So there may be, six or eight Ophelias, and we'll have multiple kings, multiple queens, the Hamlet's friends. We'll just have many, many different kids playing those parts. And generally, there's a costume piece that's of significance that gets passed from one student to the next as we go through to help the audience understand who the characters are that they are playing. So every kid is responsible basically for one scene. And the elementary schools program is usually 10 weeks long. We're in the school one day a week. And so we have essentially 10 sessions to put on a play.
And you do put on a play at the end.
And we do put on a play at the end. And they are marvelous, wonderful, energetic, and also all the things that key in with actors will happen with kids. We have some who meet the stage exuberantly, some of them who are very shy, some of them who are out there and not really kind of sure what they're doing, but they're doing it. They bring themselves right to it, and we work very carefully amongst ourselves, the directors, to create an atmosphere that is, you know, playful and supportive for them, so that when they do get in front of that audience, they are ready to go, and they do marvelous, wonderful work. And they're very proud of themselves at the end.
What other programs besides the school educational programs does Shakespeare and Company have?
Under the umbrella of the education program, there's the elementary schools program, there's the middle school residency program, where we go in and work same kind of deal, usually a 10-week program that goes into the middle schools. There are high school residencies, which are also 10 weeks long, although those are more intensive, and they're after school generally, and that's the kind of residency that leads to the fall festival, where we do 10 of them all at the same time. But we do them at other points in the year with other schools individually. We have the Riotous Youth Program, which is in the summertime for younger students to come to Shakespeare and Company. And, you know, it's like a two-week session, and they come and they also put on a play at the end of that. We have the Young Company. Who else am I missing?
16 to 20-year-olds. It's in very intense training in the summer. We have a program that we got an award at the White House for.
The diversion program?
The courts program.
Yeah.
Where if you appear in front of the juvenile judge in Berkshire County, either because you've gotten yourself into trouble or your home life is a disaster and you need some special support, and you're in front of the judge and he's getting it for you, the judge will assign you to act in a Shakespeare play. So we created this. We call it the Courts Project. They are sentenced to perform Shakespeare. They'd rather go to jail.
At first.
And then at the end, after the performance, the almost universally, I'm saying 99-point-something% of them want to do it again immediately.
I hope this doesn't encourage juvenile delinquency so they could be back in a Shakespeare play.
Well, I always
play.
Tell them, just, you know, break a few windows, we'll do it again.
And indeed, there have been a few do-over kids. And then we also, beyond that, our scope of work extends also to teachers. So each summer we do 2-week-long seminars on a play that usually happens in August that Kevin leads, or Kevin and I, or... and other Shakespeare and Company artists lead.
Teachers come from all over the country.
And they come from all over the country. And
then England and Canada.
We have also through the years done month-long workshops or institutes on how to teach Shakespeare in the classroom, which were supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities. And those also draw teachers from all over the country. Well, and then besides that, we go out. The Fall Festival of Shakespeare is now being replicated in cities around the country. Maybe Kevin wants to talk about that. But we go out and train the directors at those companies on how to direct in the Fall Festival. So I don't know if you want to talk about those other spots.
Well, we've talked about that in the past, I think, how it's replicated in many cities in this country, the festival model. Sally.
I'm really afraid that we're going to have to...
I got a lot more questions.
I know, but we have Aaron looking over our shoulder, and it really is, our program is coming to an end. But I want to thank you, Kevin and Leslie, very much, and we'll have you back again to talk about, because I'm particularly interested in hearing what you have to say about teacher education.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Bob, Sally, thank you so much.
Just delightful to be able to join you today. Thank you.
Thank you.